Where can you get hundreds of price cuts that help keep the cost of living in check? Check out at Tesco. Check out a 15¾-ounce can of Heinz baked beans, 12.5p.
Check out Tesco's half-year profits overestimation, £250 million.
Check out your local Tesco, because Tesco has price cuts that help keep the cost of living in check.
This week, we learned that Tesco got it wrong on the numbers. It turns out they've been using dodgy figures, which help keep their reputation amongst shareholders in check. But let's rewind the story a bit.
A half pound of Tesco butter.
In recent history, Tesco has been a giant, dominant force of retail, bulldozing its competitors and opening stores so fast that you'd blink and another one would have popped up in the town where you live. Supposedly, at its peak, £1 in every £7 spent in the UK went to Tesco. Of course, the supermarket chain is still massive, but it's been losing ground since 2011. Since that time, shareholders have no doubt been applying Tesco's very own slogan to any news about the supermarket's profits.
Tesco. Every little helps.
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 In April this year, Tesco reported a 6% fall in group trading annual profit. It was the second year in a row that falling profits were announced. Sales have been sliding and it's been losing market share. And even more recently, on the 29th of August, Tesco told us that its trading profits for the first half of the year would be around £1.1 billion. Enter stage left, Dave Lewis. He's the brand new CEO of Tesco.
On Friday afternoon, I was alerted by my chief legal officer of an accusation that our reported profit for the first half year was overstated.
Overstated by an estimated £250 million, almost a quarter of those trading profits.
We've taken four employees and asked them to stand aside so that we can do a full and frank investigation.
What has gone wrong with Tesco? On the bargain end, Aldi and Lidl are biting at its heels, and on the upmarket side, sales of quinoa are strong among dedicated Waitrose customers. Here's where Dave thinks it's all gone wrong.
The market share tells you that we have not excited customers in the way that we would want to.
So while Twitter users have been rolling out phrases such as every fiddle helps and unexpected item in the money bagging area, the supermarket giant will need to get back to the business of exciting customers and delivering on this.
Tesco. Every little helps.
Every little helps.
Every little helps.
Every little helps.